Disaster unfolds a week after the storm.
Hundreds of lives will be lost. Hundreds of lives will be lost.
Republicans tout new overhaul.
Reforming the American tax code in a significant way for the first time in 30 years.
Alabama Senate runoff.
We have to return the knowledge of God to the United States Congress.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, the cries for help are only getting louder. San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz is sounding the alarm.
I know that leaders aren't supposed to cry, but we are having a humanitarian crisis, and help needs to get into people's hands now, not tomorrow, not later. Now.
She fears people on the island's outer reaches will be left to die with no power, food, or water. Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Rosselló on CBS This Morning.
As soon as I finish this interview, I'm going to one of the isolated areas in Puerto Rico to take food. About 40 of our teams are all around the island making sure that we get water, we get food, we get fuel. So the actions are being taken. We need more help. Of course, we need more help.
Yesterday, President Trump insisted the federal effort in Puerto Rico has been widely praised.
We are unloading on an hourly basis massive loads of water and food and supplies for Puerto Rico.
But there are many pockets of despair. Veronica Rodriguez is medical director at a hospital that is in dire straits.
I think that we have been, like, abandoned.
CBS's David Begno is at that hospital.
Surgeries are being prioritized. Only the ICU has air conditioning. The rest of the floors are dark. Patients have been moved together, children and adults being treated in the same area.
President Trump goes to Puerto Rico next week. He goes to Indianapolis today, where he'll lay out the administration's tax overhaul plan. It's a blueprint to slash personal and corporate taxes by a reported $5 trillion over 10 years. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell now turning attention to the details of it after the failure of another Obamacare repeal effort.
We plan to move forward on our next priority, reforming the American tax code in a significant way for the first time in 30 years. We've reached significant agreements inside the Budget Committee to go forward, and I'm optimistic that we'll achieve that.
The proposal cuts the corporate tax rate from 35% to as low as 20% and will double the standard deduction for individuals, and the bottom tax rate would rise from 10% to 12%. President Trump tweeted this morning he spoke to Roy Moore last night, and he sounds like a really great guy. Moore and his supporters are celebrating in Alabama after the state judge, who was twice removed from office, won the Republican runoff for the U.S. Senate seat that used to be held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Mr. Trump supported Moore's opponent, Luther Strange. Moore tried to smooth things out last night.
We can support the president. Don't let anybody in the press think that because he supported my opponent that I do not support him and support his agenda.
Well, he's got a huge campaign war chest, but Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says he won't seek re-election to a third term next year.
I just felt like I was moving into sort of a career politician, thinking about third term, and just wasn't me.
Political strategist Greg Valliere.
Corker's departure means that there'll be a gap on foreign policy. There'll be a gap in the center. I think the establishment in the Republican Party is losing a major star.
Last month, Corker raised questions about President Trump's stability and competence. Published reports say the president plans to cap refugee admissions to the U.S. at 45,000 next year, lowest amount since 1980. President Obama's limit imposed last year was 110,000. Leaders around the world are applauding Saudi Arabia's decision to allow women to drive cars. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Manal al-Sharif's campaign to allow Saudi women to drive cost her her job and lost her custody of her children.
My father was sitting in a mosque listening to a mom calling me a whore for driving my car. But we never stopped campaigning.
She says she cried with joy when she heard that women will be allowed to drive starting next June. Other human rights advocates have had a more muted response. Some are calling this announcement a smokescreen to divert press attention away from Saudi Arabia's ongoing escalating crackdown on human rights activists. Steve?
A volunteer fire chief in suburban Pittsburgh has lost his job after a social media post that used the N-word to describe Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. Paul Smith apologized for the slur. It followed the Sunday national anthem protests in the NFL. Twitter says it's going to test doubling the number of characters that can be used in tweets from 140 to 280. CNET's Ian Schur says, bravo.
140 characters have become kind of a joke in our culture, and so moving beyond that is probably a good idea.
But for now, only certain users will be given the chance to say more on Twitter, and the raised limit is not available in all languages. The effort to woo Amazon, which plans a second headquarters and up to 50,000 new jobs, has cities stumbling over each other to get the online giant's attention. Here's CBS's Dean Reynolds.
Tucson sent a 21-foot cactus, which Amazon later donated to a museum. Philly has enlisted the Wharton Business School to burnish its pitch. Chicago is dangling acres of unoccupied downtown land. And still others have recruited Amazon's own Alexa for help, including Danbury, Connecticut Mayor Mark Boughton.
Where is the best place for Amazon to locate its second world headquarters?
Danbury, Connecticut.
Critics say buyer beware of side effects to that partnership. Joseph Perilla is with the Brookings Institution.
One concern with Amazon inserting itself into a new city is that all of these kind of well-paid people would come in, bid up the price of housing, and make the region more unaffordable.
He says some cities may be tempted to overpay.
And that money could be going to other public investments, schools, infrastructure.
And Amazon could always look north, where Toronto is beckoning and where Canada's approach to immigration, especially high-tech talent, may be more attractive to the company than what it's been hearing lately from Washington. Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Chicago.
The cybersecurity firm Krebs says there appears to have been a breach at the fast food chain Sonic. It may have affected up to 5 million customers. A good night's sleep is just a dream for some people, especially older people. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The results from the poll show that more than a third of older adults use a sleep aid.
This idea that you're going to hit the pillow and sleep perfectly is probably not realistic for most people.
Dr. Preeti Malani of the University of Michigan is the poll director.
Among the adults who were using prescription sleep medications, we found that 62% had been on them for more than 3 years.
The study found that many believe sleep problems are simply a part of aging and don't even discuss it with their doctors. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
New York's Guggenheim Museum has pulled an exhibit after getting threats. One of the pieces showed two pit bulls charging at each other while tied to treadmills. Another depicted two animals mating, and a third had a dome over live insects and reptiles. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.